The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals, some of which you may have never even heard about before. There's no need to chew, as I've got plenty of stuff for you today, a beakful, if you will. That's right, we're talking about the ancient avian that the Jurassic period left behind, that being the shoebill stork. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The shoebill stork is an exceptionally big bird, growing up to an astonishing 5 feet tall. At first glance, one may mistake this animatronic-looking avian as an oversized dodo, mainly due to its large shoe-like beak. However, this is proven to be untrue, as the dodo's closest relatives were pigeons and doves, while shoebills are more closely related to pelicans and herons. And about that big old beak, it can cause way more carnage than you think. The shoebill's grocery list consists of a lot of animals, from snakes, fish, frogs, and even baby crocodiles on occasion. They get their food by scooping them up in their huge bills, crunching them up into bite-sized pieces before swallowing them up. For such a barbaric bird, they aren't all squawk and screech, as these creatures have the patience of a tiger, often waiting by the riversides and lakes of their prey. And when the time finally comes, they'll plunge their bills into the water, hoping to grab themselves a fish to guzzle down. And speaking of squawking, have you ever heard a shoebill's cry? Unfortunately, it isn't as pleasant as a nightingale. Instead, it sounds more like an active machine gun. They make this shell-shocking sound by clattering their beaks about, usually in an attempt to attract a female. But if they were ever in public, the only thing they'll end up attracting is the screams of running pedestrians. Shoebills are mainly found in freshwater swamps and marshes across central and eastern tropical Africa, in places such as Uganda, Zambia, and East Congo. Unfortunately, like a lot of animals in those places, the shoebill stork is currently considered a vulnerable species, with around 5,000 to 8,000 individuals left on the planet. Despite how terrifying I've made them seem, deep down, these birds are quite tender, with a soul as soft as white yolk. Sort of. Shoebills don't see humans as an active threat, and will even let researchers approach their nest. Some shoebills held in captivity have the tendency to bow to humans to greet them, and will even offer feathers to their human caretakers as if they were royalty. Sadly, this blind trust often gets them killed by poachers, who illegally hunt them down for food, whilst their marshland habitat is slowly being encroached for human-based activities. In my opinion, this is a species definitely worth saving, no matter how appalling they appear or how villainous their vocalisations are. They're kind of like brown bananas in a way, mouldy on the outside, but super sweet within. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it! So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum! See you later!